embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
Listening to 90.1 FM.
Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Welcome to Earth Riot Radio. This is Reverend Billy here in somewhere in Virginia near Roanoke on the Love Earth tour bus. And our last gig was in Nashville, Music City. And our next show is in Bristow, Virginia, outside of Washington, D.C. And then we go through the weekend, Philly, Camden, next week. New York, our hometown, Tuesday and Wednesday. Well, The Fabulous Unknown is our theme song in our shows and in our lives right now as our friends and loved ones come in through birth, stay with love, and depart with death. The Fabulous Unknown, we think of it as the dark matter and the dark energy that is 70% of all reality, the scientists tell us, but we can't see it or touch it or light it up with a flashlight or see it with a telescope. We're this island of humanity out here. I don't think we have any right to be chauvinists. Amen. I believe that we're on a journey with this Love Earth tour. It's changing us every day, and we will do our best to share it with you. I know that many of you are interested in this amazing arrangement. Neil Young and Crazy Horse, Daryl Hannah, this community has invited us to introduce to people as they come into the amphitheaters over a course of a half an hour for each show with our music and with my preaching, introduce them to the theme of the tour, Love Earth. And it does. Our half hour climaxes on the concept of the fabulous unknown. And it's a joyful song filled with the fabulous unknown. And I hope that in the course of this Earth Riot episode, that happens to all of us.
Hallelujah.
We have a special interview now, Travis Baldwin from our radio community, interviewing Belkis Turan, who's the mother of Manuel Turan, whom most of us know of as Tortuguita. Tortuguita, they were shot, killed by Atlanta police in their tent defending the Uilani Forest from the onslaught of the, what we call, Cop City. And here is this interview.
My name is Belkis Turan. I am the mother of Manuel Turan, called Tortuguita, Tort. Manuel was an activist that in January 2018-2023 was killed by the police in the Uilani forest because he was protecting the plant, the earth, the forest, the trees, because Cobb City was destroying. They already destroyed a lot of trees at that time. I heard told me that it was people that was very, very bad, destroying things. When we relate, when we talk, he was talking a very simple language to me, like a baby, you know, like they are really bad, mom. They're really bad. They destroy trees. I say, "Ay, honey, this is terrible." So yes, we have to protect the trees. And I'm here now at the top of a house tree, trying to protect the trees. So this is how we talk. I didn't know how bad they were, you know. So I suggest, why don't you go to other place that is less dangerous? Say, "No, mom, they need me here. They need me here." So now with all this happening, you know, I'm just very, very sad. But all the new generation is taking his name or their name to go. And in what is happening now in the schools, they have them in the school. So I'm very proud of my darling child. I'm very proud of them. And in this earth, there is 8 billion people, more or less. If each person planted a tree, we will have 8 billion trees. We know that many people ignore that, so let's plant as much as tree that we can. This is my, since the beginning, a tree for Manuel. It was my first slogan, so continue planting trees. And I like to do this in the Tortuguita Healing Center for healing the earth and healing ourselves.
You know, we got to give ourselves a break. When we feel doomed,
go ahead, Doc.
We got to remember all day long, we're in an atmosphere of shopping. We're just poisoned by not giving. We've got false things claiming to be American freedom, democracy, prosperity. Well, we've got not an easy kind of environment to live in. Anybody agree with me? Anybody know what I'm talking about here? Oh, yeah. It pretends it's something it's not, but then we got the earth. We love the earth. Let's start with working on that love. Go outside. Go to your favorite ecosystem. Oh, maybe it's an alpine meadow, maybe it's a coral reef.
Fields of green, once more laid down by the hungry hand. How long can you give and not receive, and feed this world by greed? Summer sky, your healing light, your parade of days, are they betrayed by the men of power who hold this world in their changing hands? Are they betrayed
freedom land. Can you let this go down to the streets where the numbers grow? Respect Mother Earth and her healing ways, or trade away our children's days. Respect Mother Earth and her healing ways, or trade away our children's
Welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. Gaza, under decades of restrictive occupation and now a seven-month siege by Israel, is approaching famine conditions. In Haiti, continuing unrest and instability is threatening the food supply on the island nation, which relies heavily on imports. The threat of famine is thought to be most extreme in Sudan, where the escalating civil war has now been ongoing for a year. Children are extremely vulnerable to hunger and experience long-term impacts on their development even when they survive. There are 16,325 chemicals associated with plastic production, whether used intentionally or as a byproduct of the plastic life cycle. Fewer than 6% of these chemicals are regulated. The life cycle of a plastic usually starts with a fossil fuel, oil, gas, or coal, that is chemically altered through petrochemical production in products. Chemical pollution related to plastics has been attributed to serious health impacts. The Journal of the Endocrine Society recently published a study that found plastics were linked to $249 billion in healthcare costs in 2018 alone. Of the 6,276 chemicals researchers have data for, they identified 3,567 as hazardous chemicals of concern, 1,168 as less hazardous, 28 as watch list, 153 as not hazardous. Researchers do not consider the chemicals listed as not hazardous to be safe. Boredom is more common at work than in any other setting, studies show, and employees are bored at work for more than 10 hours per week on average. Even astronauts and police officers get bored on the job. New research shows that trying to stifle boredom prolongs its effects, and that alternating boring and meaningful tasks helps to prevent the effects of one boring task from spilling over to reduce productivity on others. To help minimize the cumulative effects of boredom over the course of the day, employees should turn to other meaningful tasks when they are bored to help restore lost energy. In a victory for environmentalists, the last coal-fired power plant in New England, which had been the focus of a lawsuit and protests, is set to close. Granite Shore Power said this week it reached an agreement with the Environmental Protection Agency to close the Merrimack Station in New Hampshire by June 2028. The company said the site will be turned into the state's first renewable energy park that hosts solar power and battery storage systems. The company also said it would shutter Schiller Station in Portsmouth in December 2025. That facility, which though permitted to use oil, coal, and biomass, has not operated for several years. The Environmental Protection Agency has designated the Lukachukai Mountains mining district as a Superfund site, aiming to mitigate decades of uranium mining's impact on the Navajo Nation, which stretches across a vast area in northeastern Arizona. The Superfund listing opens federal funding for the cleanup of over 800,000 cubic yards of hazardous waste left by uranium and vanadium mining operations from 1949 to 1968. Navajo residents have suffered health and environmental consequences for years, with many developing cancer attributed to uranium exposure. The cleanup effort represents a critical collaboration between the Navajo Nation and the EPA and includes funding for reparative healing work within the Navajo community. Indigenous leaders from across the Pacific have officially ratified the He Wakaputanga Moana, or the Declaration for the Ocean, a document that calls for whales to have legal personhood and all the rights that come with it. The sound of our ancestors' song has grown weaker, and her habitat is under threat, which is why we must act now, said Kingi Tuheche Potatu Rero VII, the king of New Zealand's indigenous Maori people, in a statement about the declaration. Though recent years have seen increased conservation efforts, 6 out of the 13 great whale species are still currently classed as endangered, including North Atlantic right whales, humpbacks, and blue whales. Boat strikes, entanglement in fishing nets, and an increasingly noisy and polluted ocean continue to threaten whales. Sounds emanating from coral reefs change as the moon rises and sets. Scientists used underwater microphones to listen to sounds coming from coral reefs and found that there were differences in noise levels. As the moon rose, reflecting more light onto the sea, high-frequency pulses of sound increased, while low-frequency sound pulses decreased. The reverse happened after the moon set. Such changes in sound, the researchers note, indicate that light reflected from the moon has a direct impact on activity levels in coral reefs. Endangered small-toothed sawfish, marine creatures virtually unchanged for millions of years, are exhibiting erratic behavior and dying in unusual numbers in Florida waters. Federal and state wildlife agencies are beginning an effort to rescue and rehabilitate sawfish to find out why. Sawfish, related to rays, skates, and sharks, are named for their elongated flat snout that contains a row of teeth on each side. They can live for decades and grow quite large, some as long as 16 feet. A related species is found off Australia. Since late January, state wildlife officials have been documenting what they call an unusual mortality event that has affected over 100 sawfish and killed at least 30 of them. There have been reports of abnormal behavior as the fish are seen spinning and whirling almost uncontrollably in the water. A new report reviewed more than 230 research studies, NGO reports, and news stories covering 58 species and found that more than 100,000 dolphins, porpoises, and small whales are killed every year. The exact number of animals killed is unknown because many hunts are illegal and go unreported. Sandra Alther, head scientist at Pro Wildlife and co-author of the review, said, "What we can say for sure is that some populations could be wiped out in just a few years if the hunting does not stop. Local collapse of dolphin populations across the world has been widely reported, usually due to hunting, accidental capture and fishing gear, pollution, or marine heat waves. Small cetacean numbers have fallen by 87% in the Indian Ocean since the 1980s. And now, the sounds of extinction. Indigenous communities in Bolivia have objected to Colombia's plans to recover the remains of an 18th century galleon, believed to be carrying gold, silver, and emeralds worth $15 billion. Colombia hopes to begin recovering artifacts from the wreck of the San Jose in the coming months, but the Caranga, Chicha, and Calaca people in Bolivia argue that the excavation would rob them of their common and shared heritage. A substantial part of the treasure on board the San Jose believed to have been mined by enslaved indigenous peoples in Bolivia. So Colombia's plans to lift the remains without consulting their descendants would violate international law. Much of the San Jose's cargo is believed to have been dug up from the Potosi mines in southern Bolivia. The Potosi mines were the largest in the world and an economic engine of the Spanish Empire. Historians believe that before the mountains were stripped bare of the precious metal, they were the source of more than half of the world's silver. 8 million people died in the mines of Potosi, most of them either natives or Africans. They were trapped underground for 6 months at a time, where they worked 20 hours a day. Many thousands of men and hundreds of children still go into these mines every day, looking for tin, lead, and zinc. The Cerro Rico mountain is locally known as the Man-Eater, or Montaña Come Hombres. And hear the sound of contemporary mining inside Cerro Rico mountain. Montaña Come Hombres.
Más horas de trabajo, mayor producción, puede ser mayor, ¿no? Entonces también va a depender de la suerte que ellos tengan. Pueden encontrar buen mineral y en una hora, dos horas pueden haber ganado mucho. Todo depende de ello, ¿no? Bien, ¿qué hora tenemos? Vámonos. Vamos a dejarle algo.
Sí,
vamos a
ofrecer.
¿Coquita tienes? Ya, coquita déjale. ¿No tienes coca?
Sí.
No,
sí.
Tenemos coca. Ya, material explosivo más déjale. Y un refresco. ¿Alguien tiene hora, por favor?
At the end of this week's Earth Riot Radio, and a wide-ranging selection of Chaos, Wagner, Tortuguita's Mother, Belcris, Turan, who marched up out of the show in Atlanta and hugged every one of us individually. Just a loving woman in sorrow that her son was murdered by the Atlanta police. And, well, we are on the bus, and the bus is just pulling out. We're in a parking lot in Camden, New Jersey. And Camden, New Jersey is basically anonymous parking lots and traffic jams. As far as I know, that's... I'm sure there must be something else here, but when you're trapped in a bus like we are on your way to the next Neil Young concert, you're in here with people sneezing on you, the making pizzas. It's charming. It's a kind of narrow tube-shaped village, I would call it, and we're going to make another show this week while we're on the move for our lovely 76 radio stations out there and all those of you who listen on the computer as well. It's the Love Earth Tour. This is Reverend Billy on behalf of the Stop Shopping Choir, Salvatore D, Jason Candler, our editor. So long until we see you again.
Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CJSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CJSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cjsf.ca.